Okay. Hi, Marisa. How are you?
Good, Kathy. How are you?
Good. I'm really glad you're here today. And I wanted to talk to you about your kind of recent position with RSVP. And maybe you can tell us who RSVP is and what a wonderful organization it is.
Sure. RSVP stands for Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. It's a federally funded grant volunteer program that focuses on people in the community who are 55 and older and matching them with nonprofit organizations in the community that need volunteers. I work for Colony Senior Service Centers, which is the sponsor of the grant in the Capital Region area, which for purposes of the grant encompasses Albany, Schenectady, and Rensselaer counties. And we currently work with about, we're up to 70 different nonprofit organizations that have signed on to be partners in the grant, where we place volunteers that come to us and say, we're interested in volunteering. Some of those people know what they want to do, some don't. But the whole intent really is to get people in that community, that demographic, 55 and older and retired, to have opportunities to feel purposeful, give back to the community, and again, really have that sense of purpose.
This is so great because as somebody who's kind of, you know, getting on in years herself, I'm thinking like how I don't ever want to stop working because I just love working,
yeah.
You know, I mean, but my body might not like it at some point. But, you know, besides that, this is a really great way to give people purpose back into their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have people from every walk of life. And that's one of the great things about the program is that the organizations that we work with are beyond, they include the traditional places that you would think of when you think of volunteering, like hospitals and Red Cross, which coincidentally are some of our stations. But they also include other community organizations such as historical societies, the Albany International Airport. We work with a couple of state organizations like OGS. And the reason for that is that all of these organizations at some point are part of the community. They're doing something to create a sense of identity with the community, whether it's the area's history or a gateway for people to come in and out of the community, and other service organizations. And what I love about the program is that there's so many different ways that people in that demographic can really contribute and help out. Without fail, when I meet with people who are interested in volunteering, even if they come in knowing or thinking that they know what they want to do, when I give them the list of all these organizations that we work with, almost always the reaction is, oh, I didn't know all these other places had volunteer opportunities that I could do these things with them. So it's really a great match, and I refer to myself as the personal shopper for volunteering.
You're like a matchmaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yes.
That's really great.
Harmless matchmaking.
You said something really great to me earlier, which was that you really love this idea of pairing up older generation people with younger generation people. And so why do you think that's important?
I think it's important because both of those generations gain so much in working with and communicating and spending time with each other. For the younger generation, they get a sense of history that they might not otherwise have. Senior volunteers tend to be very reliable and consistent. Not that younger volunteers aren't, but they tend to have the commodity of time.
Right.
A lot of them are retired. They also have a lifetime of experience, whether it's in their career or just different experiences they've had, hobbies they've had the time to really get into, whether it's traveling or other things. And it's a great way to kind of bridge a gap and connect and have people who've gotten to that certain point in life and have all that experience be a living example for a younger generation of this is what you can do. I'm happy to share that with you. And then the older generation gets it's like a little youth injection because it does. It makes you feel younger when you're working with younger people. It's a lot of fun, and I just think it makes them feel like they're not outdated.
Right.
You know,
totally.
They still have something to give.
Totally. So that's really wonderful. I love hearing that, and I totally agree with it, which is why I love teaching. But one of the things I wondered is if you could walk us through, like, what is the process? If somebody decides radio broadcast, they want to volunteer, how do they begin? What do they do?
If they want to become a part of the RSVP program, you can go on our website, which is colonyseniors.org. Or you can just actually Google RSVP Capital Region, and I think it pretty much brings up our website.
Mm-hmm.
That has my contact information on it. You can either email me. There's a short interest form you can fill out on the website that generates an email to me. I reach out to those prospective volunteers. We meet. I give them all the information on the different opportunities, what they need to do to become a part of the program, which is really very simple. And then I provide them with the different volunteering opportunities based on what they tell me their interest is. We also try and do a lot of community events where we have our information out there. We'll have a volunteer opportunity fair actually at Mohawk Harbor in Schenectady on October 10th from 11 to 2. It's open to the public. It's free admission. And anybody who's interested can come in and they can meet face-to-face with a lot of the different stations that we currently work with that have volunteering opportunities. So any of those ways are ways to get information about volunteering and taking part in the program.
That's fantastic. And do you have any memories of any kind of testimonials by people who have been volunteering, of just things that,
yeah,
that really meant something to
them? I've only been in the job since the end of December, and I've already had it happen where volunteers have come to me and said, you know, thank you so much because now I feel like I have a sense of purpose. I've been looking for something to do. Oftentimes it will be somebody who has been through something kind of traumatic in their life, whether it's the loss of a spouse or just some kind of unsettling incident in their life where volunteering will give them a sense of community. Mm-hmm. It makes them feel like they're a part of something bigger. And anytime I go and meet with one of our stations, I always come back and tell the volunteers, you know, anytime I go to any of these places, I'm treated like a VIP. And it's not really because of me. I'm very aware of the fact that it's because of the work that these volunteers do and the passion that they bring to something that's 100% a donation of their time and effort. So I'm repeatedly actually, I feel like I'm the testimonial in that, mm-hmm. how impressed and wowed I am with the work that not only the volunteers do, but all these organizations that I get to meet and learn about all the different volunteer opportunities that I can then take back and give to these volunteers. And they're the boots on the ground. I'm just kind of the conduit to match them up.
Right. Totally.
So they're doing the lion's share of the work. Absolutely. Yeah.
And how do you get in touch with organizations to get them involved in this program?
Well, it's kind of the same way that it happens with volunteers through some of the outreach events we do. I do outreach as well in reaching out to organizations that may not already be a member or be a partner with us through RSVP. Actually, a lot of my volunteers will come to me and say, hey, you know, I volunteer at this organization. Are they a station yet? I had a volunteer do that with, she currently volunteers with Habitat Restore in Albany. And they weren't an organization that participated in RSVP, and now they are. So that made me feel really good because the volunteers are very proud of their work and take ownership of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is just word of mouth. They find out about it, kind of like you guys did through an event that one of your volunteers came to, got the information, and then came back to you. So that's the most powerful tool, I think, is really the word of mouth.
Totally. I mean, we are pretty much a volunteer-run organization here at the Sanctuary, and so that's one of the things that's so wonderful to have, like, somebody like yourself come and start talking to us about a whole other kind of population that could come and join the forces.
Yeah, force for good.
It would be really great.
Yeah.
So what other kinds of things have, what drew you to that job when you were, you know, just looking around for a job and this job opened up?
A lot of the same things that bring people to volunteering, to want to volunteer. Mm-hmm. I was in a job where it was a good job. It was a nice job. Loved the people I worked with. But I didn't have a sense of purpose. I didn't feel really connected to what I was doing. I wanted to have something where at the end of the day, I felt like, however small, I did something that really made a difference. And I felt like it was my purpose. Mm-hmm. It was really what I was supposed to be doing. And when I saw the position advertised and talked to my now coworkers about what the position was, I knew. And it's even stronger now that I've been in the position. I just love it. It's great. I get to work with people who do what they do in the volunteers purely because they want to. It's not about a paycheck. It's not about climbing the corporate ladder. They're volunteers, and it's a great group to work with.
It's a really beautiful story.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come speak with us, and I hope we'll get you back in here.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
To talk some more.
I'm sure you will.
Thanks, Marisa.
You're welcome.